The Sports Addict Radio Network proudly presents The Jerry Miller Show.
I totally don't know what that means, but I want it.
Opinions and information for the Wahoo and Hokie Nations.
It ain't cool being no jive turkey so close to Thanksgiving.
You can reach the program by calling 866-356-ESPN.
I mean, listen, we're talking about practice. Not a game. We're talking about practice.
Or you can email the show at jerry@cvasports.com.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
Now, here's your host, Jerry Miller.
Show me the money!
Guys, it's Hour 2 here on the Best in Sports Talk Radio, where we're live 5 days a week through three states on five affiliates, thanks to ESPN Radio and Fort Union Military Academy. Success stories begin here. Fort Union Military Academy, Chris Colbin, moments away here on the Jerry Miller Show, the managing editor of TechSideline.com. I'll give you a couple more observations from the final round at Augusta following the Chris Colbin interview, including Chad Campbell, who had probably the baggiest clothes of any golfer I've ever seen in my life. For a professional golfer, you would expect Chad Campbell would have pants that fit him properly and a collared shirt that fit him properly. It looked like Chad Campbell was shopping at the Big and Tall store. I mean, Chad Campbell not only lost a green jacket, not only lost hundreds of thousands of dollars by not winning that sudden death playoff, but he probably lost a Big and Tall sponsor because he didn't win a green jacket. I mean, you and I both know when you're wearing a shirt that's a little too baggy, whether you're playing tennis, you're playing baseball, you're playing golf, and you constantly have to get the part of the collar, the part of the sleeve above your shoulder so you can get your full swing so it doesn't impede your follow-through or your backswing. You know what I'm talking about. Chad Campbell lost that green jacket because he shops at the Big and Tall store. Campbell, your Big and Tall sponsorship is MIA as well. Open phone lines at 866-356-ESPN. We'll assess the Masters following the interview we're about to do with Chris Colbin, the managing editor of TechSideline.com. We'll even chitter-chatter color commentator Nick Faldo, who I found to be very self-absorbed and very condescending, Nick Faldo, throughout the entire weekend. I know he has three jackets. I know, Nick, you've won three greens, man, but you didn't have to be so self-absorbed. I got more commentary like that coming after you following the interview with this guy right here, Chris Colbin of TechSideline.com. Mr. Colbin, thank you again for joining us today, sir.
Yeah, buddy. How things going up there?
Oh, it's going very well. I'll tell you what. We had Birds fan who called the program in hour one. He went over the weekend to watch Virginia Tech in practice, and he was raving about Ryan Williams and how fast he was, how he got downfield. And he said, like Terrell Owens, Virginia Tech fans, get your popcorn ready because Ryan Williams is the real deal. Mr. Colbin, your thoughts on the kid?
Yeah, well, 8 carries for 122 yards in your first scrimmage, and your first touch, you take it 80 yards to the house. You know, I think that's definite cause for optimism right there. You know, I mean, he looked like the real deal in Friday's scrimmage. You know, he's a guy, I wouldn't say he has blazing speed. I'd say he has B plus, A minus speed, something like that, but he changes directions very well. And, you know, he's just a big play guy. He's a home run threat wherever you're on the field. So, you know, I think he's going to play a lot this year, and you know, he and Darren Evans, you know, they're two different type running backs. Darren Evans is a type that's going to run over you. Ryan Williams is the flash guy. You know, I was kind of concerned that he was going to be a guy who didn't hit the holes. He would be a guy who would get you 20 yards on one run, and then five straight times would be tackled for no gain because he's not a guy who hits the hole. But I was pleasantly surprised by what I saw on Friday. He hit the hole hard, was an aggressive runner, and got down the field very quickly. So, you know, he's a guy who looks like he has a very bright future.
8 carries for 122 yards. Ryan Williams, the redshirt freshman, an 80-yard touchdown run. Chris, how much of this is Ryan Williams and what he can do in the ACC, and how much of this is Ryan Williams going against Virginia Tech's second-team defense?
A little bit of both, I think. You know, Virginia Tech's second-team defense, you know, will probably still be better than a few defenses he sees, you know, up this coming season. But at the same time, you know, it's just a scrimmage, and it is against a second-team defense. You know, go out and do that against, you know, NC State or somebody like that, and then we'll talk. But that being said, you know, as many good backs as Virginia Tech has had throughout the years, you know, there's not very many of them, you know, put up those type of numbers in scrimmages. So, you know, I think that says quite a bit about his ability right there. You know, I think he's going to have a good year.
Chris Coleman, our guest here on the Jerry Miller Show, the best in sports talk radio, 866-356-ESPN. If you want to hop on board for Mr. Coleman, the phone number is 866-356-3776. If you want to fire a question on ACC football to Chris, I mean, Ryan Williams and what he did was clearly very impressive in the scrimmage. But, Mr. Coleman, it's still Darren Evans, number one on the depth chart, correct?
Yes, that's correct. You know, Evans, I think he's a little banged up right now. They're not giving him a lot of reps because they already know what he can do to begin with. But, you know, it's still got to be Darren Evans. I mean, the guy rushed for over 1,200 yards last year as a redshirt freshman. So, you know, you can't just take the job away from him, but, you know, especially when Ryan Williams hasn't even played in a game yet. But, you know, like I said, you know, whoever starts, whoever gets the most carries, I think it might be matchup dependent with those two guys this year. You know, assuming Williams wins that number two job, which it looks like he will, you know, it might be matchup dependent on who gets the most carries. You know, if Evans matches up against the team better, then you throw him in there. If they need a running back with more speed and big playability, then you throw Ryan Williams in there. You know, it's a pretty good problem to have, I think.
We're assessing, guys, Virginia Tech's scrimmage from Friday. Tyrod Taylor saw limited action, 5 of 10 for about 100 yards and one touchdown for the quarterback from Hampton High. He played about 20 plays. The reasoning for that, Marcus Davis and Juju Clayton, Virginia Tech's coaching staff wanted those two young men to get the majority of the reps and minutes at quarterback. Juju and Fork Union PG, Tony Gregory, hooked up. They rendezvoused like Facebook here. I mean, give us what you saw from the backup quarterback position, and then we'll get to Tony Gregory and what kind of impact he could have this fall, Mr. Coleman.
Well, both quarterbacks started out very slowly, and they've improved as the scrimmage went on, and I think that's a good sign. You know, it's hard to say which one's ahead of the other right now. I guess you would have to get Clayton simply because, you know, he actually got to practice last fall on the scout team, whereas Marcus Davis had to sit out when he was getting over that shoulder surgery. Clayton's pass to Gregory for that touchdown was a really nice throw. But, you know, these guys, you know, they're only redshirt freshmen. And Davis in particular is a very raw redshirt freshman. He only played quarterback for one full year of high school. So those guys, I think right now, they're about where you would expect them to be. And you don't want Tyrod Taylor to get hurt this year because there'd be a big, big drop-off. But at the same time, you know, both of those guys have, show enough to make you believe that that they have a chance to be a good quarterback down the line. As far as Tony Gregory goes, the guy ran a 4.3 in the 40. And I don't remember a true freshman at Virginia Tech for as long as I've been following the team that's run a faster 40 time than Tony Gregory. I mean, the guy just has blazing speed. I don't know why he didn't get more scholarship offers than he did. But, you know, he had a nice catch on a wide receiver screen early for about 17 yards and then had the 40-yard touchdown reception. And he seems to like he's picking up things fairly quickly for a guy who was a running back in high school and then in prep school last year at Fork Union. So he looks like a guy that if he can pick the playbook up, you know, he might have a chance to contribute this year, and that really wasn't expected. People thought maybe DJ Coles, another guy from Fork Union, and then Logan Thomas coming in, those would be the guys that would contribute a wide receiver this year. But I think you got to watch out for Tony Gregory. He's going to have the spring to get the playbook down, or at least be a little more advanced into those guys who were coming in this August. And I think that kind of gives him a heads up as far as early playing time goes. And I think there's a possibility he could be on the field, you know, against Alabama in September.
CC, I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, I've been hearing about Tony Gregory and the Goochlam Fash DJ Coles for about a year now because of the interaction with Coach Schumann at Fork Union. Gregory, 6 foot, a boned 80 from First Colonial in Virginia Beach, spent a postgraduate season under Coach Schumann's tutelage. I mean, he comes into Virginia Tech here with, what, an extra semester when compared to some of the other freshmen coming in the fall, and from playing at a higher level, PG football versus senior and high school football. I mean, maybe Gregory, a guy that we can say will help bolster the wide receiving core as early as the fall, CC, is what you're saying.
Yeah, you know, I think it's a possibility he'd get in there and see some reps, but at the same time, you know, you have to limit your expectations because, you know, like Dyrell Roberts last year came into Virginia Tech, had never played the wide receiver position before, and you know, kind of struggled at some points, and, you know, he's going to get better as his career goes on, but he's still got to get used to playing the wide receiver position. It's going to be the same for Tony Gregory, I think, but since he did play, ball at Fork Union, he prepped and then enrolled early to go through spring practice. You know, he's going to have kind of a heads up, you know, more so than a guy like Dyrell Roberts did last year. you know, he's going to be more ready to play than Roberts was last year. So, you know, I think it's going to come down to this fall and, you know, whether he hits a wall or something at some point, because a lot of young players just hit a wall. But he needs to add a little weight, I think, maybe get up to 185, 190 pounds this summer in the weight room. But the guy is a tremendous deep threat right now, I believe.
Chris Coleman's the managing editor of TechSideline.com on a weekly basis. He's kind enough to join us here on the Best in Sports Talk Radio, the Jerry Miller Show. You know this team better than anyone I know, Chris. From that spring scrimmage you saw on Friday, what did you leave that you learned about? What did you leave that you're like, huh, I didn't know this going into the scrimmage?
Well, you know, I thought John Graves showed that he could play defensive end. You know, I thought he did some good things down on the edge. He had four tackles for loss and a sack, and I was really pleased with that. Now, you know, Sergio Render is out this spring for Virginia Tech, and Blake DeChristopher was out on Friday also. So Virginia Tech had a couple of backup offensive linemen with their starters, and four of those five guys began their career at Virginia Tech as tight ends. You know, you go Ed Wang, Greg Nosal, Bo Warren, and Andrew Lanier. They were all with the first group on Friday afternoon. They all began their Virginia Tech career at tight end, and they blocked very well. Virginia Tech's first-team offensive line was very impressive to me during Friday's scrimmage. It's probably maybe the best scrimmage I've seen a Tech offensive line play in a long, long time around here, and they didn't even have their full complement of players. So I think it's kind of showing that Kurt Newsom's recruiting strategy is paying off a little bit. They're not going after any big linemen anymore, guys like Nick Marshman or Brandon Gore. They're going after, you know, lean guys that you bulk up through weight room experience and guys who can really move their feet. So, and I think that strategy is going to start to pay off this year.
Very impressive, Mr. Coleman. Final question here, 90 seconds left. Virginia Tech plays its spring game at Lane Stadium on April 25th. Before that contest, Mr. Coleman, the Hokies' next scrimmage this Saturday at Lane, what are you going to be looking at from this upcoming scrimmage?
Well, you know, I think at some point you've got to decide who you want to be your number two quarterback, whether it's Clayton or Davis, and you know, you've got to narrow that down at some point and start giving your number two guy more reps than the number three guy, because right now, you know, Tyrod Taylor is a guy who probably needs some more reps too, but his reps are being sacrificed to try to figure out who that number two quarterback is going to be. So I'm really looking to see that competition between those two backup quarterbacks. And I think you need to pick one at some point and just go with it and prepare him to be the number two quarterback for this fall.
Check out the website today, folks, TechSideline.com. Mr. Coleman's the managing editor of the website. We're on the site every day to prepare for this program. CC, thank you for the time, sir.
All right, Jerry, appreciate it.
All right, Chris Coleman, very impressive stuff. Tyrod Taylor was 5 of 10 for a C-note and a touchdown. Juju Clayton, 5 of 12, 74 yards, a touchdown strike, but one interception. Marcus Davis, 3 of 8 for 62 yards. You heard what Mr. Coleman says. Tyrod Taylor, some of his reps are being sacrificed for the backups. So you want to find out, A, who your backup quarterback is going to be, because Tyrod, in his first 2 years on the job, has shown a propensity to get nicked up and bruised. The second thing, folks, if Tyrod's going to make the transition from an athlete playing quarterback to a quarterback that's very good athlete, he's going to have to get reps in the spring to help further that transition. We'll watch this very closely on the Best in Sports Talk Radio, the Jerry Miller Show, thanks to 4th Duty Military Academy.